producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right, good morning. As I try to keep the busy throat from getting in the way, coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com.
You know, I try not to be hateful. I try to be actually sort of void of emotion. However, I can't hide my secret delight at this notion I'm about to pitch at you, because it has the capability of taking a progressive gun grabber's head and making it pop like an overripe melon dropped at a high altitude. Because progressives love to emote when they discuss politics. If they can't get out there, with facts, which they never can, they got to lead with emotion. Right now, they're emoting about common sense gun control. This is giving them the opportunity to compassionately wring their hands while blaming conservatives for the suffering that they deplore so very much. This offends me, because most of the people that suffer at the hands of what they're talking about, well, they're talking about themselves. They're talking about, they're the ones wreaking the suffering. You know, they're the ones out there pushing the people around. But if you want to, here's a little experimento you can try. Tell the progs that if they're really serious about getting guns off the street, they're going to have to be aggravating those racial disparities that were fashionable because of emoting so recently. They're going to have to go after Black America in a lot of cases. According to Jason Willick over at American Interest, all the evidence suggests that stricter gun laws would fall disproportionately on the same people who always bear the brunt of tough criminal justice policies. The Washington Post's Radley Balco noted last year that 47.3% of those convicted for federal gun crimes were Black, a racial disparity larger than any other class of federal crimes, including drug crimes. According to the Bureau of Labor and Justice Statistics, state, local, and federal governments arrested Black people for gun crimes at a 5 times higher rate than they arrested white people. More than 3 out of 4 gun arrests were in urban areas, read that, the liberal enclaves. So people who empathize with the message of the Black Lives Matter movement, that young Black men in America's cities are treated unfairly by the criminal justice system, and that mass incarceration has devastated too many communities, should think a little further about what the draconian gun policies they pine for would actually entail. If you look around at places like all of New Jersey, at at New York City, at Chicago. These are, you know, liberal enclaves. The Democrats have had these places for years. And yet, then if you look, I mean, let's look at New Jersey. Okay? New Jersey, who you would think is out there championing, being the champion of Black Lives Matter, recently, very recently, arrested two black people for the mere fact of owning a gun, Shanine Allen and Stephen Lamont Josie. The fact that they were black, I don't know if that's coincidental or anecdotal. It does indicate, however, that they're hypocrites because they're out there claiming this and at the same time they're causing these things to happen. Especially Shanine Allen. She is a prime example of regular people getting swept up in a net by draconian gun law. No, you know, she got pulled over for what? An improper lane change? How many of those do you witness every day yourself when you're going to and from work? Starbucks, which is my one, Starbucks is my heroine. And when I go to Starbucks today, I will see about five of those. Nobody will get pulled over. White, black, plaid, it won't matter. Because it just doesn't happen that much. Except in the case of somebody like Shanine Allen, who was young and black. Black America, let me point something out to you. I know you're beginning to get this in your head. I really do. But I need to point this out to you. Gun control, in a lot of ways, is... it's racist at its very core root. It's designed to keep you from having guns. Many of you who probably voted for Michael Bloomberg ignored the fact that he got out there and said we need to keep guns out of the hands of young black men. But that's Michael Bloomberg saying that all young black men are criminals. Now, do you believe that? I don't believe it. And yeah, I see all the video of the mobs and everything else that occurs and everything, but I mean, how many people are actually involved in that I know of? So, if we're going to, America, if you're going to embrace gun control, you're embracing racism and elitism. For you undecideds, for you sitting on the fence, for you sitting there right now, the low info voter, there's your info. You're embracing something that is going to increase incarceration in against young black people. When you propose that to your progressive friend, be sure to be wearing something that is like a rain jacket and a hood and some goggles. Wear something that doesn't stain if it's hit with blood and brain matter, because you may make their head pop. You'll get to look at them and say, so you want to throw black Americans in jail at a rate four times their share of the population. And sit back and smile, because that is the truth. That is what it boils down to. The contradictions, you can't make this stuff up. And why I'm not, you know, I finished high school and everything. I passed high school the first time around. I don't consider myself to be the sharpest knife in the drawer, and why I can see this and other people aren't out there screaming this with a much more, you know, using a higher degree of vernacular than I am capable of, with an expanded vocabulary and a bigger reach and on television and all this other stuff. Why this is not being said is beyond me. Maybe nobody wants it to get out. I don't know. What I do know is we're all in this together. I wish some of you would wake up and look what they're doing to you. We'll be right back.
think education has to be boring? Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
A revolution in body protection has arrived only at FortressSurvivalLLC.com. Introducing the revolutionary patented Level 3 Bulletproof Vest. 100% Kevlar, 100% American-made. Concealable, fully adjustable, and the lowest price on the market. Adult size normally $289.99, now just $250. Kid size normally $239.99, now just $200. Get affordable protection with a Level 3A Bulletproof Vest from FortressSurvivalLLC.com. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Mass only, Sokolov Law, LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Ken Levin, responsible attorney in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Greg Hobby, New Jersey. The choice of lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type are referred to other attorneys for principal responsibility. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been impacted by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today, 1-800-218-HELP. The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of hardworking men and women, including many U.S. veterans and industrial workers, have been diagnosed with mesothelioma because manufacturers knew the dangers but put profits ahead of people. An estimated $30 billion in court-ordered trust has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be entitled to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-218-HELP. That's 1-800-218-HELP.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water purification kit for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection.
You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com.
I'm going to put myself in a place I don't really want to go. I'm going to put myself in the place that so many, well, not so many, but we know about the parents that have found themselves. How would you like to be the parent of a child who had committed a massacre? How would you feel? I would think that at first, in my sense of failure, where I have failed to be an upstanding citizen, I have failed to be an upstanding father, that I would just want to melt in the ground. I would be terribly ashamed. Even though I'm not directly responsible for what occurred, and the world would probably think that I had been a terrible parent, and I wouldn't know what to say to them, I might feel that way too. I then might go on a crusade. I might go on a crusade against gun-free zones, and I might use the story of my son or daughter who had committed the massacre and then committed suicide as the reason that I'm doing this. Because while I do love my children and I love them unconditionally, that doesn't mean I have to like anything they do. And that doesn't mean that I would not want to help prevent anything that somebody like them might do. We've seen lately where, like this last cat, and I don't remember his name, but let's point one thing out. When we don't say the names of these shooters, for a lot of these guys, it's a lot easier to concentrate on the gun. We need to look at the shooter, at the individual, the one that's at fault. Okay? I know there's some people out there that don't want to publicize the shooter. And it's a catch-22. It's a sword with two edges. There's just no way to get around it. This guy had seen Flanagan. He had seen Roof. He liked what he saw, and he decided to be that way. However, the shooter of Roseburg, Oregon, his father apparently doesn't feel any shame, only indignation, which is interesting. He's calling on the nation to change its gun laws. He said this in the news on Saturday, saying the massacre would not have happened if his son had not been able to buy so many handguns and rifles. I hate to tell this to you, grieving father, or whatever you are. I could do so much more damage with just one gun. I could take my Glock 17 and two magazine changes, and I can go in anywhere, and I can, well, at least with this cat, I could at least triple his kills. I could triple his kills. So it's not about the guns, okay? It's never about the guns. What happens is largely based upon who's behind the weapon, whatever it is, whether it's a minivan or some matches in a wooden house or whatever it is. It's always going to be what's behind the motivation. What am I willing to do? The problem here was not that his son was able to buy so many weapons, but that his son was depressed and able to buy weapons. And he didn't have to buy 13. I know about that New York Reload where they, you know, back in the day when they issued revolvers, it was a lot easier just to toss aside the empty revolver than to reload it and pull out another revolver. Okay, I get that. With today's magazine-fed semi-automatic modern handguns, I don't get that part of it at all. I don't need to carry multiple weapons. At best, I'm going to carry a sidearm and a long gun, and that's it. I'm moving light. Now, the closest thing we have to mind readers today, they're called parents.
It's up to us to monitor and observe the behavior of our children. If we see something amiss, we should offer, and in some cases force them to get help. And if necessary, alert the authorities, because this is something like this that is done preemptively. All of this can be unwound. The stigmatization that occurs from having somebody committed or something, that needs to go away. In the same vein that if a spree shooter is running around outside and I go out there and I end him, and I've done this public service by stopping the killing, I also am doing a public service by saving and salvaging a human being in the United States of America today, especially one that is my child. It's good for my soul. It's good for them. It's good for society. Ian Mercer, though, all he could say in the interview with CNN out of his home in Tarzana, California, was, how was he able to compile that kind of arsenal? He said he had no idea that his son owned more than a dozen firearms. How could he not? I know he's in California and his son's in Oregon, but how could he not know? What kind of absentee pop was he? Despite Mr. Harper slash, or, I'm sorry, Dash Mercer's online interest in high-profile shootings and neighbors' memories of him as an enthusiastic gun collector who frequently went target shooting with his mother, the gunman's father told CNN he did not know his son owned guns. Mr. Harper Mercer's parents divorced a decade ago, and he has lived with his mother. The father said he had not seen his son since he and his mother, Laurel Harper, moved to Oregon about 2 years ago, but said there was no disharmony or any bitterness between him and his son. And apparently no interest. I have a son who is going on 28. I have a son who's going on 25. I am very interested in their lives. I have armed them. The stigma, you know, the whole allure of the gun is off, and they carry guns on a begrudging basis. They're not afraid of them, which is great. But at the same time, I'm very interested in what goes on with them. I want to know what's happening with them. This guy should have known what was going on with his son. Don't get out there and blame the tool, pal. We'll be right back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. 27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently five-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than four standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free one-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
Ah.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say-Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com, the new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Administrative announcement for you. If a couple of things happen in the next, you know, towards the beginning of 2017, I will fold this show up and go off grid. And then things are about to get interesting. Simply because I can't get out there and I can't sit here and talk to you on a daily basis about certain things if they do and don't happen, and then if they actually do happen, not do something about it. I'm not going to be that way. If they happen, I'll be gone. I won't be gone, but I won't be here. You see, yesterday, Democratic presidential waiting to be coronated front runner Hillary Clinton threatened to unilaterally implement a new gun control plan if Congress does not pass her measures. We'll get to that point in just a second. Her push for this comes in the wake of the Oregon shooting because it's the latest thing.
She's waiting. She's gone out there and made this proclamation. Now she's waiting for the returns on this. The campaign platform includes a call for federal legislation mandating background checks on all private firearms transfers and sales, universal background checks, if you will. She also wants to repeal the Protection of Lawful Commerce in Arms Act. This is what keeps people from being sued for somebody using their, you know, their weapon or their ammo or whatever. That was signed into law in 2005 by then President George W. Bush. She voted against the bill when she was a New York senator and said it's a dangerous law. She has also said that if Congress won't act, she will take administrative action to close so-called gun show and internet sales loophole and require that anyone trying to sell a significant number of guns be deemed in the business of selling firearms. Okay. I see what you're saying already. Why are you making this proclamation about you concerning this, given everything that's going on right now? If this were to happen, this would mean that Congress, this would be the thing that breaks the camel's back for me. If this country is stupid enough to elect Hillary Clinton as the next president, and then if Congress is back or spineless enough to allow her to make law the way she wants to and then make it enacted and get out there and say, well, she got elected, so we better fund everything she does, I'm going underground. I'm getting ready. I'm getting ready. We will exist at that point. We exist at this point right now. We exist without rule of law. Everybody thought when without rule of law hit that we'd all be running around. It would be pandelirium. The zombie outbreak. No. Because Alexa Vega did a really good dance on Dancing with the Stars. We are allowing the Republic to slip through our fingers like sand. I'm not interested in being a part of that system. And my line in the sand comes with this thing that Hillary Clinton is proclaiming. Now, some of the stuff that she's doing, we're going to feel right now today because of her rhetoric, Obama's going to have to step up. So I may not get to wait till Hillary Clinton gets coordinated. So, you know. Her platform also reads, military-style assault weapons do not belong on our streets. They are a danger to law enforcement and to our communities. She supports keeping assault weapons off our streets. They're not on the streets, Hillary. They're in homes. If we deployed what we have in the streets, Hillary, you wouldn't need to worry about going to television and being on TV. She wants to crack down on gun stores and dealers who she says are non-compliant with federal law, as well as keep guns out of the hands of the mentally ill. She also wants to see legislation passed that will prohibit not only domestic abusers of owning a firearm, which is already outlawed, but also prohibit abuse of persons in relationships from owning a firearm. She wants to apply this mandate to stalkers as well. In other words, hail to the queen. Other measures include making straw purchases a federal crime and close rules and loopholes in our laws and clarify that people involuntarily committed to outpatient treatment such as the Virginia Tech shooter are prohibited from buying guns. I don't think that mentally ill people should be allowed to own a gun, but I also think that if there's a chance that they can be treated, there needs to be a path back for them to be made whole again. All you get from the liberals is, if you do this, you lose everything and one shot. That's what you get with them. Everything is absolute. The only thing that isn't absolute is the fact that they want to remain in charge. I'm in charge. You'll do what I say. We don't need due process. I don't need Congress. I'm not waiting on Congress. I'm not waiting on you. You know, when a president acts without Congress, and don't get me wrong, I think Congress, especially in the Boehner and McConnell. Boehner's going. That's good. McCarthy's getting challenged. That's better. McConnell needs to go away too. And then we need to start presenting this president with a whole bunch of legislation that we know he's not going to sign. But that's what these guys were elected to do. Not to get out there and decide, well, he's not going to sign it, so what's the purpose? Why do you think the liberals keep proposing all of this gun control that they know isn't going to make it past the House? Isn't going to make it past the Senate? Because they're getting it lined up and ready to go. Resurrection in legislation is so much easier than creation. So all of these things that they propose, they get defeated, they get tabled, something happens to them, they're just sitting around. So nothing that the Republicans might pass in the House or the Senate would work because the president will veto it. Big deal. Do it anyway. That's what you're paid to do. You're not paid to sit around and say, that just won't work, so why do it? Let's do something that can be substantial. Okay, fine. Pass a budget. Work on the debt. Stop tearing down the military. Something like that. Do something like that. Do something like that. We'll be right back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load.
No way. Is that a real bullet necklace?
No, it's a 9mm bullet necklace with matching earrings, you'll notice.
Those are awesome. Where'd you get them?
Dave found them at PatriotNecklace.com.
Wow.
They have a variety of calibers and necklaces and earrings and keychains.
PatriotNecklace.com?
PatriotNecklace.com.
Your choice of caliber bullet includes a rugged American-made stainless steel dog tag chain. A percentage of every sale goes to military and service-related charities. And get a discount by entering GCN at checkout. Show your patriotism and support our troops with a bullet necklace from PatriotNecklace.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Wait a minute. Don't spend a dime on emergency food storage until you visit ReadySupplyFoods.com. If you're interested in getting the most high-quality food for your money, then see our comparison page where we list all the companies and rank them by value for your dollar. You'll see that Ready Supply Foods sells 50% more food for your money than any other company. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. Make an informed decision by going to ReadySupplyFood.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. You know, even a casual observer who just takes the time to take a good solid look at the United States can figure out which citizens are likely to embrace the Second Amendment and which citizens are going to embrace the need to change their pants at the mere thought of it. Liberals, at their core, are terrified of guns in a way that is utterly detached from all logic and or reason. They're not terrified of their cars. They will drive along in their cars on a highway doing 75 miles an hour with a car to their left, 2.5 feet away, doing the same speed, with a car in front of them, three car lengths in front of them, doing the same speed, and cars all around them all doing the same speed, and not get out there and worry about what happens if one guy has a blowout, which can happen. They're not terrified of their carving knives. They're not terrified of pruning shears or hammers or baseball bats. But they are terrified of guns. They're terrified of guns for two reasons. Part of them, in their own naivete, have been conditioned to believe that guns are evil, that they are filled with evil, and that the only reason to pick one up and use it is because of evil intent. Then there's the other group that thinks that only government is the answer, and that anybody that would try to stand up to the government is by extension evil. Anybody that would stand up for liberty armed is evil, you see. Now, by extension, many of these liberals believe that to touch one or to use one is tantamount to a betrayal. They have their own, they set up their own moral value set, and if they get out there and they go beyond it, they think it's a horrible transgression. This same set of fallacy, or fallacies, if you will, enables them to
very comfortably indulge their considerable capacity for bigotry and unabashed hatred for those of us who have no use for superstitions or delusions, for those of us that are likely to live in a world of reality. The people most likely to possess a gun is a rational American who still understands and cherishes the Bill of Rights as it was written, not just the Second Amendment, but all of them. And for the most part, most people like this are generally politically conservative. Because gun phobia, or hoplophobia, or whatever you want to call it, is a uniquely liberal malady. Already having an understanding of the Bill of Rights, gun owners are also aware of the history and the reason for the Second Amendment. They realize when it's been used in the past. They can quote for you in a way that, a history professor would be in awe of the times the Second Amendment's been used. People like this know the threats to individual liberty that is posed by centralized government. They're fully aware of history and what comes from an all-powerful government that no longer feels beholden to its citizens. Even though they've never lived in that regime. I've never lived in a totalitarian government. As bad as this government is, and it is plenty bad, I have never lived under a regime like Fidel Castro. I have never lived under a regime like Hugo Chavez or North Korea or, any of the Middle Eastern countries. I've never lived under that regime. While I sit around and moan about what's going on here, that's because this is the greatest nation on earth and it's being abused and raped by different political minds. But it has nothing to do with anything else. I fight the fight I fight because I know how great this country is and how great it can be and the fact that we're being held back. People like me know that without the Second Amendment, all the other amendments become nothing more than a platitude, a temporary grant of protection from the government as long as it's convenient for the government and as long as the population behaves themselves. But it's subject to be rescinded or canceled as soon as we fail to understand our true place as the subservient. You can cheer all day long, but if you start booing, that's going to have consequences. Gun control has nothing to do with saving lives. If lives mattered, we would not be having a Planned Parenthood discussion today. If lives matter, the nightly mass murders that occur in Chicago and Baltimore, Washington, D.C., and Los Angeles, and every Democrat-run city with gun control would be openly acknowledged and confronted. We all know that those shootings, as well as the other horrific shootings we've seen in the last several years, were not carried out by people who embrace conservative American values. People who believe in freedom don't deprive others of their lives or of their freedom. A sociopathic deed, which is what we see in these big shootings, this is carried out by somebody who lives in a culture of devaluation of life. And that is a byproduct of liberalism. This casual taking of lives is a uniquely liberal phenomenon. When people are trained to be victims and that their right to take from others is both fair and commendable, it is only a matter of time before they take everything that belongs to another, including his life. Liberals are professional victims. They're either victims or predators in waiting. Whether it's the punishment of pregnancy, as the president termed it, or that someone else has obtained through work what the leftist wishes to steal. It's only fair that someone else's life be taken to assuage the harm done to the liberal. Liberals have been conditioned to believe that they're mistreated by outcomes that they put together themselves. And when that happens, it's fair that someone should pay the ultimate price for their disappointment besides themselves. This same sort of warped mantra is what's behind the kill the cops philosophy of the Black Lives Matter crowd. The innocent, the dead, are the only being made to pay for the perpetrator's subjective unhappiness. This, none of this is a byproduct of conservative thought. We are reaping that which has been sown by our fellow Americans who see a victim behind every bush. It is a product of liberal conditioning. The statistics on mass shootings, which they instantly and breathlessly recite when regurgitating their gun control talking points, is almost entirely comprised of the urban slayings in which Democrats pull the trigger and liberal politicians are completely disinterested in it. And I know that I'm not the only one that sees this. That's why gun ownership is going up. That's why the idea of gun ownership has higher approval now. But whom is gun control pointed at? Started out being against you, Black America, but now they want to bring us in too. They want to bring the conservatives in too. They want to control us, just like they want to control you. Do you see what I meant when I said we're all in this together? Do you understand? Is this coalescing in your mind? I'm not looking to kill anybody. I'm just looking to be able to live. And the liberals, because of the position I have taken, they don't want me to. That's okay. Gun control is this political tool that's designed to take guns from people that don't want to surrender to the Marxists. Good luck. Let's go to hour number two. We'll be right back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Specializing in matching the customer with their needs, Georgia Optics has turned customer satisfaction into business as usual. Georgia Optics brings its 20 years of hunting retail experience and has expanded to the highest variety of hunting and gun-related merchandise under one roof. Every budget, every need. At Georgia Optics, the question isn't what you are looking for, but which one fits your needs. Check them out at georgiaoptics.com. Georgia Optics, the epitome of choice and satisfaction.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.